What's up? I'm Amanda Costco, and you're listening to the Electric Runway Podcast, a podcast exploring the intersection of fashion and technology. Thanks so much for tuning in. On today's show, we speak to the power of fashion with Marina Tudors, the driving force behind ByWire.net, a design and research facility focused on fashion tech. Marina was first put on my radar last month when I was in Finland speaking and researching on wearable technology and the future of fashion in Europe. The more I read about her and learned about her, the more I realized what an established expert she is in her field. Last week, you heard from Lisa Lang of Electric Couture and how she's working to build a fashion tech ecosystem in Berlin. Like Lisa, Marina is a connector, cultivating a community of technicians, fashion designers, students, and businesses to push fashion into the future. At ByWire, she works with companies like Philips to integrate emerging technologies into clothing. She develops prototypes, performs R&D testing, and has helped bring real fashion tech products to market. In addition to running ByWire.net, Marina is also an educator, teaching in areas of fashion design and textile technology at three different educational institutes. If you're looking for a woman to watch in wearable technology and the future of fashion, look no further than Marina. Without further ado, my conversation with Marina Tudors of ByWire.net. So Marina, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Tell me about your work and how it sits at the intersection of fashion and technology.
Yeah, so I'm educated as a fashion designer, but I try to implement or make use of technology to make fashion more relevant, more caring for us. And so for me, technology is really to upgrade fashion, I think, connect it to people, make it more functional.
To take it to the next level.
Yeah, to take fashion to the next level, for sure.
I'm very excited about some of the work that you're doing. So for those who don't know, what is ByWire?
Yeah, ByWire is an institute that tries to combine research and design in fashion technology. We are a group of people, technicians and fashion designers, doing own commissioned projects, but also collaborate for companies like, for example, Philips Research or Hall Center or fashion designers. And yeah, try to bridge the gap between the two to come up with new concepts, how fashion can be upgraded.
And so in the ByWire ecosystem, you mentioned there's big companies like Philips, there's yourself, there's designers, technologists, and you bring these people together to bridge that gap as you were talking about. And there's also students that you invite in to learn and to collaborate with. So it's an entire ecosystem, as I understand it, and you're based in Holland.
Yeah, I'm based in Utrecht, in the middle of the Netherlands, indeed. And also there, of course, you have always areas where they are really good in, for example, high-tech, so that's more the Eindhoven area, or better in design, like the Utrecht and Amsterdam area, or more better in textiles, like the Enschede area. And I'm trying to connect them, and Utrecht is perfect for that because it's so in the middle. And you were talking about students. Next to running this company, ByWire.net, I'm educating at three different institutes, fashion design, textile technology, and interactive systems around the body. So three different schools. And also there, I try already to bridge them, let them work together so that they can experience how it is that you combine different expertises. And how more deeper and more complex concepts you're able to create.
Yeah, because I imagine that fashion students would maybe be expecting a more traditional fashion background, but you're exposing them to this new area and then also giving them the tools. So you're really busy. You're running this kind of like institute, and then you have these three different teaching appointments, and everything is about really just like getting your hands dirty with fashion tech. It's very fascinating to me. So maybe you can talk about how you work with companies to help foster innovations in fashion tech.
Yeah, the approach is kind of different. Sometimes they have a very concrete question on, for example, blue light is doing some kind of pain release if you direct it towards the body. And then the question is, how can we place this light onto the body and on those specific places? So then the question is really, really concrete. And what the thing is that I always do is prototyping, so building examples on how we can make it wearable, how we can use technology on our body. Sometimes it's a very vague thing that, or they have some kind of tech solution that I have to think of how it can be applied into fashion, Or sometimes I see a technology and I think, oh, why isn't it on the body?
Right.
So let's place it on it. And I have prototyping facilities available, like a 3D printer, laser cuts, but also ordinary sewing systems and electronics, an electronic department, so that we also really can build things. And I think that's the main quality check, maybe. If you can have something in your hands, if you have make something tangible, you immediately see if it's supposed to be wearable or not at all. Currently, a lot of fashion tech things aren't wearable, or at least not social wearable currently yet. And that's maybe also the stage that we are in now.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. A lot of the things that we're seeing come out are costume and concept pieces or prototypes. So what you're saying is that your facility actually provides the research and development to see if something could truly be wearable, not just for the fashion shoot, not just for the runway, but something that could truly be rolled out into consumers' lives. So I'm wondering, have you worked on any large-scale projects like that, or is it just costume pieces within ByWire?
No, I've worked on, my ambition is really to get it onto the street in everyday life. So indeed, not the special pieces. All my projects, I try to go as far as possible into getting it onto the street. And where it really works out is in workwear, more the functional side, and all kinds of different medical applications. Whenever you are in need of something, of course, then also the functionality is more easy, but still you don't want to show that you are in need of something, or that you have a disease, or that you have back pain or whatever. In the project that I did for Philips, there are quite some that are already into the market, but more on the functional side. My ambition is still to have it like an everyday fashion.
Yeah.
And there I didn't end up yet to the market.
Yeah, and I think it's really important because one of the opportunities that I see, and maybe you'll agree with me or disagree, but one of the opportunities I see is for fashion to really humanize. As you were talking about, there's all these medical disorders and diseases that technology can help, but people at the same time don't want to be a walking ad for diabetes or for blood pressure. So what I see happening, one of the trends that I'm seeing, is how can fashion help humanize that whole process so it doesn't feel like you're wearing technology, it feels like you're integrating the technology. What are some of the other trends that you're seeing? Or maybe you could talk about the current state of fashion tech and where it is and maybe where it's going a little bit.
So, of course, more in the functional areas like medical, it is already accepted that, and indeed we need to do a better job in humanizing it. But you also see in work where we are really heading there, the production tools are there, we can make large-scale integrated technology into our garments. The technology is small enough, so I think it's all doable also there. Then you see like the sports area where it comes into place more and more. And then a last thing that you already mentioned, like more the catwalk things, the red carpet things, and also the haute couture shows.
Mm-hmm.
Last January, I had the pleasure to work with Ilias Fischer on a couture collection that is being shown in Paris Fashion Week. So I think it's all around everyday garments, but not there yet. So it's all around in all the areas that have something to do with garments and textile production. It is doable already, but not in the streets, in the commercials.
Yeah, so it's moving from the runway to the streets. So I guess to make this concrete for people, can you talk about some specific fashion tech pieces that you've created?
Yes, do you have any specifics in mind?
Well, I mean, I was very interested in what you were talking about with Philips, with the light and how they knew that this light could help heal the body or help heal back pain. Did something come of that?
Yeah. So, for example, I worked on the Philips Blue Touch. There's a product that, well, Philips found out that blue light has a specific quality. If you turn it towards your skin, it has a pain-relieving quality in a certain frequency and a certain distance to the skin. And I was helping them out since, I think, 2010 in the very early prototyping stage on how to get it then fixated on your body. And first, just the prototypes to have it only functional, but then also to go to the medical test, to the clinical trials, and in the end, even towards the market. So that one is already for sale, in more drugstore kind of area.
Mm-hmm.
Well, next to that, after that, there was a spin-off in curiosity size, also available on the market. But that are quite like medical tools, huh? Still,
mm-hmm.
They are being sold in a specific area. Last year, I worked on a project called Noscopagon, which we did for a Peruvian company, which is, of course, all about alpaca, but alpaca is quite a more obsession, conventional material, high class, and they want to upgrade the branding of alpaca by implementing technology to it. And I made a body monitoring shirt to make you more aware of your stress level and help you to reduce the stress or even get more activated when needed. So it has a kind of inbuilt training system. So on the sensing side, we are quite ahead in wearable technology, but also on the activating side, to have a feedback loop, I think that's really interesting. What we can, yeah, we can use our skin. The garments are so intimate and so, yeah, on to you. And in this one, we use a training system that also manages your breathing system that is really integrated in the garments.
And so you've worked with sensors, you've worked with solar. What's the biggest challenge in integrating technology into textiles?
I think, of course, you make it more complex if you add a layer of something into textiles. So the afterlife is still a challenge, like recyclability. Of course, recyclability of textiles is still a discussion. And if you add an electronic, you have to go to two cycles, so that's something that we really take care of, or try to take care of,
mm-hmm.
but it's still a complex thing. And there are always parts that can be exposed to too much tension or for example, water. So how to make those kind of connections to the more advanced technology and the very integrated one that can be washable, that's also the connection thing is also quite, from a technology perspective, still a challenge.
Yeah, because, I mean, I was speaking with Frederick Timor of Automat. They're trying to provide this toolkit to bridge the connection between fashion and technology. And he was saying that a lot of the chips that are on the market right now are really big. And so it's always a matter of, like, where do you hide them in the garment? But then on top of that, he was saying the connection, exactly what you're saying, is not there yet. Like, we don't have the infrastructure for this thing that we're calling the Internet of Things that's going to include our clothing. Like, we don't have that infrastructure for it. And, yeah, I can imagine that in creating connected garments that are always, like, alive and always on, it's going to be a problem because they can't be plugged into the wall at all times, right?
Yeah, for me, the size of the components, it's not so much of an issue anymore. If you are really taking care of your concept, really doing the exact thing that you want to do, and normally it's not that many things, so you don't need that many pieces. That's also a problem that prototypes often have. They can do this and this and this and this. Yeah, and then no one is interested anymore because
right.
You want to have them for a specific need. And if you design them quite specifically, then like the technology is so miniaturized, that's not really a problem. And we also found out that you can hide quite big things if you position them well
mm-hmm.
into your garment. We made garments that have like pieces of 5x5 and no one was even feeling it, but it's like really body wear. I think that's not really an issue anymore, but then having them really secure connected, that's indeed as you mentioned, something that still needs some thought and work and research. Next to that, but that's more on the design area, the relevance, the usefulness, and the integrationness of the concept in real life, that also still needs quite some work. We make a lot of gadget materials. Why the hell do you want to wear it? We don't want to show off, or at least most people don't want to show off. You don't want to glow just in public. It needs to be like really, really integrated in not only from like a material life point of view, but also from a conceptual life point of view. And yeah, that's also still something that needs work or
needs streamlining, I think. Yeah. So why do you think some of the most innovative fashion tech designers are coming from Holland? What's going on? Is it something in the water?
Something in the water. Yeah, I see how she looks already involved in wearable tech since 2002 or maybe even 98. They made this jacket with Levi's. And they have already a big tradition in research in this area. The high-tech industry is good, and we like this kind of complexity thinking, I think, or we are educated to think in those kind of complexities. And fashion tech is quite a complex area. It's already complex, but of course the dynamics in timing and the trends and also the huge production chain, and then adding even another kind of production chain as electronics is, that's quite an ambitious or challenging or complex process. But I think we are challenged by that. And another thing, and it's what I discovered lately, that in the US, they find it often strange that I work on so many projects that fail as well.
Mm-hmm.
We are not afraid of failing. So it's normal that in such a complex area that only one of the 10 projects is surviving. And I think that's also something that we are really used to in this high-tech industry that we have here in the Netherlands.
So it's a combination of being able to tackle these large-scale, complex systems, but then also being unafraid that something might not work out, or expecting maybe that something might not work out, but maybe some of it will as well.
Yeah, we are not always able to handle it. Maybe we are even attracted to complexity.
That's really interesting, because Holland seems like such a peaceful place, and it seems like it's a sort of curated peacefulness. Like there's everything works there, I find. Like everything is just efficient and has been thought out. So maybe, you know, being able to tackle those large system problems, like how to organize a city, maybe trains the brain for thinking about how to reinvent other complex systems.
You are more an expert as you can look from abroad. So, for me, this is how it is. So.
So, Marina, you're an educator. I wanted to know, what do you think fashion can learn from technology, and vice versa? What do you think technology can learn from fashion?
Technology can learn from fashion is for sure the empathy. What is going on in the world? What's happening in social perspectives, and how do we want to have people react on it? So the more the visionary approach, the visual language, I think, on how then also make something that people really want to have or desire. That's something that technicians can learn from the fashion industry. Technicians always develop further because it's possible,
right?
Because they can improve something. Instead of, society is waiting for it, or maybe doesn't understand that they are waiting for it, but they can make them waiting for it.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, of course. I definitely have seen that in my travels, especially this summer, is that the technologists are iterating just because they can, but they need to step back and say, well, what is this for? Who is this for? And I think, as you mentioned, designing for humans and designing with empathy is very important in creating that aspiration that fashion is known for. And then I guess on the other side, what do you think fashion can learn from tech?
Yeah, the actual product that fashion in the end also is, can be made so much more relevant than it currently is. It's still just a piece of cotton or whatever, while it can start taking care of us so much more than it currently does. So I'm really approaching something very advanced, innovative, way more relevant, way more useful. I think that's something that fashion designers can learn from technicians, and also being persistent in that, really going further and further and further in the development instead of moving very quickly to the next situation.
Yeah, and it's interesting. There's also such an opportunity there because fashion and clothing is a wearable that we're all used to wearing. It doesn't really require a sort of changed behavior. Whereas if you're going to wear a computer on your face, like Google Glass, or even on your wrist, like, you know, Apple Watch, it's going to be something that you're not used to doing. Whereas clothing, we're all used to wearing. And so I think that you're right to say that the fashion designers can learn, okay, you're wearing a sweater, but how can that sweater be optimized to do more for that wearer? Yeah. So Marina, how can people stay in touch with you and follow your work at Bywire?
I'm on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, and my website, bywire.net. Mine is wire.net.
Okay, perfect. Well, we'll definitely put up links on Electric Runways that our audience can link to what you're doing. Marina, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate you speaking with me today, and I'm very excited about all the work that you're doing over there in Holland, and I hope to stay in touch with everything you're up to, which is a lot.
Yeah, thank you so much for showing your interest.
That was my conversation with Marina Tudors of bywire.net. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at electric_runway for your daily dose of fashion tech. Don't forget to check out electricrunway.com for images and links of everything you heard on the program. That's it for today's episode. Until next time, here's looking towards the future. Music from today's episode by Andrew Applepie.